Penguin Random House Audio presents Life Drawing by Robin Black. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. The greatest happiness of life is the conviction that we are loved. Loved for ourselves, or rather, loved in spite of ourselves. Victor Hugo. Our dead are never dead to us until we have forgotten them. George Eliot. Chapter 1. In the days leading up to my husband Owen's death, he visited Allison's house every afternoon. I would watch him trudge over the small snowy hill between our two properties, half the time away from me, half the time toward me. And I would wonder what he thought about as he went. Wonder, too, if Allison watched him from a window of her own, and whether the expression she saw on his face as he approached was very different from the one I saw as he came home. In the weeks that followed his death, I would stare out the same window, the one in our living room, nearest the fireplace, for as much as an hour at a time, sometimes even longer than that. There was a huge blizzard on the day after his funeral. I watched as nearly 3 feet of snow fell to the ground, staying all through January, then much of February, picking up a few more inches now and then, drifting against anything in its way, flattening the landscape so the hill wasn't quite so distinct anymore, and the trees all looked shorter, their trunks buried deep. It was, I imagine, very beautiful. But imagining and remembering are not quite the same thing. I don't remember thinking it anything but eerie at the time. Owen wasn't buried.